This episode is brought to you by Teach Henley. Introducing the Rexy Show's go-to skincare system, the Teach Henley Skincare System. A simple and effective regimen designed to deliver daily confidence without breaking the bank. As we all know, skincare is not just for women. That's why Teach Henley has developed an affordable, straightforward skincare system that uniquely targets, protects, and enhances men's distinguished features. Their simple all-in-one system helps to reduce oily skin, calm inflammation, and minimize the signs of aging with a hassle-free all-in-one system that's sent straight to your door each month. They have no unnecessary markups, and their effective cutting-edge formula are proven to enhance skin from the inside out. So what are you waiting for? You can go to www.teach.com and get your 30% off your first box plus a free gift now. Remember to key in coupon code 30 PERCENT to get 30% off at checkout. All right, so let's start to win the skincare game and maximize your confidence with Teach Henley. As we all know, entrepreneurship is always unpredictable. For the most unfortunate ones, losing everything is the most dreadful thing to happen. This is exactly what our guest has experienced after going bankrupt, losing most of his assets and even his mother's house. Despite his horrifying story, he still managed to get back on his feet and regain everything he lost. Quick question. What would you do if you were to lose everything? Your money, assets, and even your mother's house? Hi, everyone. My name is Raisin Chu, and I'm your host for The Legacy Show. And tonight, I'm really excited because we've invited a legendary entrepreneur. His name is none other than David Meltzer. He is the co-founder of Sports One Marketing and formerly served as CEO of the renowned Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment Agency, which was the inspiration for the movie Jerry Maguire. His life's mission is to empower over 1 billion people to be happy. And this simple yet powerful mission has led him on an incredible journey to provide one thing, value. And in all his content and communication, that is exactly what you receive. And without further ado, let's welcome David into the podcast. Woohoo! All right, David.
All right, man. Thank you, Ray.
Oh, wow. It's my honor to have you here, man. How have you been?
Amazing. It's so just blessed to be empowering the world as I've traveled lately to Sydney and Bali and Indy and New York. Back home, now I'm leave again for UK, Israel, Scotland, UK, and New York. And I'll be traveling through September all over the world to help empower people to make a lot of money, help a lot of people themselves, and of course, a lot of.
Oh, nice. Well, will we be coming to Singapore? I mean, like,
we are going to be in Singapore. We're coming in November, so we'd love to see you in Singapore in November.
Oh, nice. Okay. Wow. Well, we'll take note of that. And most likely, if we are able to meet, I'll bring you around to eat famous chicken rice and all the good food over here as well. And you know, it's really an honor to speak with you tonight, and I'd love to know more about your story and your background. So David, can you share with the audience a little bit more about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, so I'm a speaker, author, entrepreneur, and investor. I'm on a mission to empower over a billion people to be happy, to teach values, daily practices, and even practical execution model. I've written books. I speak on stages. I have more podcasts, TV shows, content than any other entrepreneur my age. All the purpose of helping other people. I do free Friday trainings every single Friday. For over 23 years, I give my books away for free. I pay for shipping and the books for your community. Just email me if you want to join me in any of the endeavors, david@dmeltzer.com. I'm here to empower people like you, Ray, and anyone else out there to be happy, live in abundance, to live in that world of more than enough.
Oh, nice. And you guys should actually check out David's podcast. It's called The Playbook. It's really amazing. I've listened to it and I even signed up for his coaching program as well. It's really, really fantastic. I learned a lot about the foundation and my values, and also at the same time, the daily habits as well. And before we dive into the main focus of our interview, we would love to get to know you a bit better. So can you tell us about your backstory on how did you become an entrepreneur?
Yeah, well, I became an entrepreneur. I grew up in a world of not enough. I had a single mom, raised six kids, worked two jobs, packed my dinner in a paper bag, traveled around filling up turnstiles, convenience stores, filling them with greeting cards just so we have enough money to eat. So I became an entrepreneur at a young age because I wanted to make a lot of money to buy my mom a house. I wanted to buy my mom a car. That was going to complete my life. I already was loved. I lived in a loving home with loving siblings and a loving family, but I had one thing missing, and that was money. And I always saw the best way to make money was to be an entrepreneur. I wasn't going to trade my time for money. I was going to trade my genius, my expression of God, for as much money, unlimited, infinite, unified system of money that exists, that energy would aggregate, compound, and accelerate in my trajectory. And I did that at a young age, unfortunately, for the wrong reasons, but I did it at a young age and made over $1 million 9 months out of law school.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure it's not an easy journey, especially when you become an entrepreneur at such a young age. And David, can you tell us, right, do you have a favorite failure of yours, and how has that failure, apparent failure, set you up for later success?
Yeah, well, I've had a unique favorite failure, and I don't wish it on anyone else, but I lost over $100 million and went bankrupt. And that shifted my perspective, and we're going to talk about change, but it shifted my perspective from trying to get more, living in a world of not enough or just enough, buying things I don't need to impress people I don't even like, trading and negotiating for everything in my life, including giving, to give to receive. That one moment of losing everything, having to tell my mom I lost her house, as you mentioned in the introduction, all of the different things shifted my paradigm from one of competition, comparison, and punishment into a beautiful, abundant world of more than enough of everything for everyone, where I am protected and promoted by an omniscient, all-knowing, all-powerful source, whatever you define it as, with your religion, your philosophy, your spirituality, your theories. When you believe in something bigger than you that knows everything and loves you more than your mom, you will live a life of abundance. Instead of living in a zero-sum game, you'll live in a value-add game, providing value-add by giving and appreciating, by providing value add, by giving and appreciating, providing value add, by witnessing and learning and appreciating. All three are a testament and a confirmation to living in a value add world, not a zero sum game.
Oh, nice. Well, I would say that, you know, when I read your story about your failures and how you actually overcame it, it's really, really interesting. Can you tell us more, like, how did you actually reinvent yourself during that whole period of time, and how you make back that 100 million or even more to and even buy back your mom's house?
Yeah, well, I make more money than I ever have. I help more people than I ever have. I've had more fun and happier than I've ever been. And the way that I do it is having three different focuses, primarily attention and intention, and one, my values. So immediately when I lost everything, I took stock in who I was and what I wanted to become, giving a different meaning to the lessons, the failures, setbacks, successes, the defining moments, the historical references, understanding, giving reference and meaning to those to define who I was in a trajectory. So I instituted gratitude in my life to give me perspective, forgiveness to give me ease, accountability to give me control, and that effective communication to no longer want more, but instead to live in the world of the present. And the world of the present is I am. I am today happy, healthy, wealthy, and worthy. What was I doing to interfere with it? And then instituting those values of gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and effective communication by using the habit machine. Something I'll send everyone, david@dmeltzer.com, a habit machine of how we have daily practices in order to effectuate aggregation, compounding outcomes, and acceleration in a trajectory of where we think we want to be or better, with the faith there's something protecting and promoting us. So I teach people how to know their what, know their who they can help and who can help them, know their how to be productive, accessible, and gracious. But most importantly, as I mentioned earlier, to know your now, to know what to do now. 100% of the things you do now get done. Know your now, you'll know your next. If you know your now and you know your next, you'll know how to prioritize by what's important to you, not what's important to other people, not what's missing, not what you don't have, not what other people want for you, but just what you want for you, what's important to you. And when we know and can prioritize the now and the next of what's important to you, we have an antidote to the killer of entrepreneurs. The two killers of entrepreneurs are, one, procrastination, and prioritization is the antidote to procrastination, and feeling overwhelmed, also a killer of entrepreneurs. And so when you know how to prioritize what's important to you, what you want, then you are able to use the antidote. You'll never feel overwhelmed. You'll never procrastinate. You'll be productive, accessible, and gracious with your time. You'll be efficient, effective, and statistically successful. You will make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. And the fifth step of that habit machine in those daily practices is the paradigm shift itself, from wanting more to having everything and figuring out what you're doing to interfere with it. So instead of in search of your why, like so many entrepreneurs out there, you're applying your why with intellect, intuition, and inspiration.
Wow, 100%, 100%. And David, you know, when you're building your business up, I'm pretty sure you have met a lot of mentors along the way. So can you share with us, like, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received from your mentor?
It's the one I give today. It's ask for help. The fastest and easiest way to be is someone that's already there. Ask them for directions. That's why I mentor you, Raison. That's why I mentor thousands of people, either for free on my Friday trainings, my group, or even one-on-one in business advisory. I'm mentoring thousands of people a day, them directions on how to get where they want to be, teaching them how to do it, and bringing the best out of them to accelerate, aggregate, and compound the outcomes that they think they want are better, utilizing the intellect I have, the intuition and inspiration to give them directions the same way that those mentors have for me. And I constantly have a minimum of three mentors in my life. My biggest mentor, the one I've had the longest, is my sleep coach, who helps me and maximize a third of my life, because we spend a third of our lives sleeping. Most people live their lives like tubes, food in, food out. Not me. I'm plateauing, growing every day because I am asking for help.
Nice. Okay. Cool. Well, ask for help is really important. And I truly believe that everyone who's tuning in right now should actually ask for help whenever you have any issue or any problems that you can't solve by yourself. And David, what is your favorite advice to give to young entrepreneurs who are just starting their journey?
Stay in business. Most entrepreneurs get over their skis. They start attaching their stuff. Every day still, I have multitude of businesses, investments, coaching, et cetera. And each one of them, my primary objective each day is to stay in business. Why? Because I want as many at bats as I can. I know that it's just a matter of time until I figure it out. And I know I'm going to figure it out. And the only way I can guarantee myself the opportunities, the options, the touches of favor to figure it out is to stay in business. So make sure, if you're an entrepreneur, that the first objective, the first criteria, the non-negotiable of doing business is to stay in business. Make sure that you satisfy that every day. And eventually, sooner or later, I promise you, you will be where you want to be or better.
Nice. Yeah, totally agree with you on that. Stay in business. And David, can you share with us, like, what are the seven core principles that will help any individual enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of their potential?
What was the first part of it?
Oh, what are the 7 core principles that will help any individual enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of their potential?
Yeah, so those principles, you know, are in my book, which I'll send to everyone. And those principles each have key elements. And the idea between the principles is to go from nothingness to having foundational value. See, when you know what you want, you take nothingness, living like a tube, food in and food out, and you get a possibility. And those foundational principles will then allow you to utilize what I call the who in our lives, that now a possibility turns into a probability by knowing who you can help and who can help you. And then we want to know the how of our lives. And here is where we start looking and being a student of our calendar by looking at 3 things to take it to our perspective. 1, how productive, how much value are we bringing? 2, how accessible are we, accessible to others and accessing what we want? And then 3, how gracious are we? See, when we take the possibility and make it a probability, we now make it our perspective by getting in spirit. And when we're in spirit through productivity, accessibility, and gratitude, by reconciling the life circumstances of today with our infinite life, our life source, our inspiration, we now have perspective. The next step is prioritization. To prioritize what's important to us by understanding the strategy that's involved. And so utilizing that strategy of what's important to us versus what's urgent, notating that urgency is a subset of it, now takes us to the next level as we get alignment and we take that perspective, we continually manifest it into reality by going ahead and using that strategy in order to get the alignment with our values and these practices in order to effectuate the final step of reality, which is inspiration. And so I have in the book 4 key elements to each of these different areas that allow me to take possibility to probability, probability to perspective, perspective to prioritization, prioritization to inspiration, inspiration to reality. Those are the 7 steps that you'll find in Connected to Goodness. I will email everyone that book. I will pay for the book, shipping, ebook, audiobook, if you're around the world, david@dmeltzer.com.
Awesome, awesome. And of course, you know, you guys who are interested, you can go to his website as well to actually check out his coaching program and sign up, and you can get to learn more, like what I have learned so much from the great David Meltzer. And, you know, as we are coming to the end of the podcast, because I was only given 20 minutes of time, so I have one last question for you, and that is this. Imagine this, you suddenly lose everything, David. Your money, your assets, and even your reputation. So what will you do from day 1 to day 30 to save yourself?
Yes, so this actually occurred in my life, especially in 2008, when everyone lived below the line and blame, shame, and justification. The hardest thing in my circumstance was not losing everything, not even losing my mom's house. It was all the other people that had lost and then decided that I was the great scapegoat to blame why they failed. There was no accountability. So what I did and what I would do again is I would find people who sit in a situation that I want to be in, and I would ask them, what are you doing today? What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? And then provide value by continually asking, considering what they like and don't like with what they're doing today, would it help you if? And then I would follow up as I search for how I could provide service or value to them. I would search for also a question, do you know anyone that could help me? And then I would prioritize all the options, opportunities, and touches of favor with the richest, most powerful, connected people that I knew in order to effectuate and prioritize the biggest options, opportunities, and touches of favor. I would distribute to those that I love and like and work with all the other opportunities and take a portion of those opportunities as well as a referral agreement under what I call an overlap agreement. And within, as I was able to do, within weeks, most likely I would be able to make millions of dollars again and set forth a path, an accelerated path of abundance, reconfirming my faith that I belong to a unified, infinite, abundant system of thought run by a source, regardless of religion, philosophy, theory, or spirituality, that there's something bigger than me that loves me, protects me more than my mom, and knows everything, so that I am living in the present. I am happy. I'm healthy. I am wealthy, and I am worthy. I would start figuring out what I was doing to interfere with it. What a great question. A host of questions. Please have me back on. Everybody, we have Friday training, coaching. We have one-on-one wait lists and business advisory. I am here to be of service or value. Come join us. Let's build a community of people who want to help each other. Let's build a community of people that know people who want to help each other. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Right there, david@dmeltzer.com. Rayson, thanks for the opportunity.
Right. Hey, you're most welcome. Thank you so much for appearing on the podcast. And for those of you who are tuning in, you can actually go and check out David Meltzer on Instagram. He has a ton of value over there. You can go to his YouTube channel as well. And with that, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in this special episode with the great David Meltzer. And stay tuned for more episodes as well. And see you guys again soon. Take care and goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to another episode of The Regacy Show. I hope it has enlightened you. I hope it has brought you to an epiphany where you realize that this is where you want to go and this is what you want to do. So I hope you will continue to support and also at the same time like, comment, and share this episode out to your people, to your family, your friends. And not forgetting that we have just created a Telegram group. It's called the Regacy Show Family. So you can go and check it out and let us know how you find this group is serving you. All right, so with that, I would like to thank you once again. See you and stay tuned for another episode of the Regacy Show.